In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning, and thank you again for joining us today for the Word for Life radio ministry. Is there a certain temptation that you just struggle with? Oh, you pray about it. You make up constant dedications in your mind. You're not going to do this, and you're going to walk away from that. But yet, it just seems like, wow, no victory. So depressing, so discouraging. There are several things that you can do that will help you with this desire to change, to get victory over moral impurity, to be able to begin to think clearly, think godly, have the right motives and desires. The last several sessions we've been talking about establishing meaningful daily devotions, meaningful daily devotions, and what that means, and make it a regular thing. We also said that it would be helpful to remember the sufferings of Jesus, everything he went through for us because of our sin. And so when we're tempted to sin again, we see Jesus on the cross, we see him suffering, we see him going through the whipping and the pain, and we realize that he did that all for me. Once a man whom we know as the Son of God hung upon a cruel tree, he suffered pain as no mortal man. He took my pain. He did it all for me. See, that is the thought that needs to be precious on our mind when I'm facing temptation. Then we mentioned that we need to be memorizing key scriptures. And then after we get them memorized, to meditate on them during the course of our days. And then number four, to make a covenant with our eyes. Why then should I undress a virgin? Job 31:1 is what it's talking about. Making a covenant with our eyes. So to determine that when we see something that will not be beneficial, will not help us to think right thoughts, we immediately turn away and never look back, making a covenant with our eyes. We also mentioned that we need to remove the hidden provisions that we have allowed that will help us to fulfill the lusts of our flesh. We talked about our books and magazines and TV shows and things like that. And now we come to number six. Determine to reinforce your will to overcome lust by becoming accountable to another believer who's already gotten victory over this area in his life. I'll say it again. Determine to reinforce your will to overcome lust by becoming accountable to another believer. And they can't be believers that are struggling with the same thing and you just kind of reiterate your failures to each other. That won't help. But to those who have gotten victory, to those who are able to say, even if I have the opportunity to face this temptation and nobody's around, I don't want to. The desire is gone. That's the kind of person you need to have as an accountability partner. The Bible says in Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another daily. Well, it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Wow. So we need to have someone who will exhort us daily. Daily. Because it's possible that my heart can become hardened. Now, the word hardened there can also be translated calloused. Calloused. My grandpa was a dairy farmer years ago in the state of Wisconsin. But he never had a tractor. He always had two horses, and he would always plow his fields with those two horses. That meant he had leather straps in his hands, and he would direct those horses with the leather straps. Those leather straps caused calluses to develop on the palms of his hands. And I well remember my summer visits, and we would look at his hands, and they were so callous he had no feeling in them. We could take needles and pins and push them in anywhere in the palm of his hands or his fingers, and he'd never feel anything. They were so hardened and calloused. Now, that's what it's talking about, lest any of you be hardened or calloused through the deceitfulness of sin. You see, deceitfulness is developed gradually. We become deceived by these temptations to sin gradually. Gradually. We don't even recognize that it's causing us any problems at all until that which was so light we weren't even sure it was there now becomes so strong that we are in bondage to those temptations. And so we need someone who daily will exhort us. See, the daily exhortation or encouragement will keep you current in your confession and forsaking these lustful thoughts. Because if I don't daily confess them, then I become hardened by the deceitfulness that's there. See, so many times we have the attitude, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. But we don't recognize the fact that we can confess it, but if we don't forsake it, God's not going to forgive it. You see, Proverbs 18:3 says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh shall find mercy. Shall find mercy. You see, I need to be daily encouraged or exhorted to keep current in my confession, my openness, my sensitivity to these strong temptations. And I need to recognize that when I'm facing them, I need prayer. I need encouragement. I need someone to step up beside me and help me finish my race that day. So Hebrews 3:13 says, exhort one another daily. Now, who is it that is exhorting you daily? See, nobody's going to just step in and volunteer to do that. You have to ask someone yourself. Would you be willing to be my accountability partner? Would you be willing to ask me the hard questions? Would you look me in the eye and ask me about this temptation? And I promise to be honest with you whenever you do. And it could be several temptations that I need to be accountable to you about. See, the Holy Spirit, who lives within every Christian, is always calling us into accountability. So many times we ignore the Holy Spirit. But if we have a friend that looks us straight in the eye and calls us into account, many times that and the Holy Spirit will cause us to come up short. And we realize, yeah, I'm blowing it. So determine to reinforce your will to overcome lust by becoming accountable to another believer who's already gotten victory over this temptation. Number 7, remember, if I'm going to win the war, I must face many battles. If I'm going to win the war, I must face many battles. I was a history major the first couple of years of college. And even though I changed my major to Bible when I transferred to a Christian college, I still love to read history. I love to read about the Civil War and World War II and all of the background aspects of the war. But one thing about studying war is the fact that it's many, 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 many battles. And the same thing is true concerning the war for the victory over moral impurity. if I couldn't sleep. I'd get up and I would read a book about the war. I'd come back to bed and my wife would say, well, how's the war coming? I'd say, well, we're losing. And she'd say, oh, okay. And I well remember the night I finally finished the book, we won. I came to bed and she said, well, how's the war coming? I said, we won. And she said, can you go to sleep now? Yeah, we won the war. I can go to sleep now. But, you know, we can't ever say that about the spiritual battles that we face, because as long as we are in the flesh, we're going to have a battle daily. And so we have to remember that to win the war, we've got to face many battles. Now, Satan will come and discourage you. He'll say, you blew that one, you failed there, you lost that, you lost that, you might as well just give up. It's exactly what he wants to say. But always remember, you study history and you will see that there have been armies that have lost and lost and lost and lost and lost and for years lost. And finally, after like 3 years of battles, they finally won a major battle that turned the path of the entire war. The same thing is true for you and me. The Bible says the righteous man falleth seven times. But guess what? He gets up every time and goes back to battle. So remember, I'm going to win the war as I face many battles. Number eight, remind yourself daily to live in the fear of the Lord. To live in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 6 says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged or washed away. Mercy and truth. God's mercy, God's truth. See, because by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When I'm in such awe of the Lord, but I so fear hurting or disappointing the Lord, I'm going to depart from evil every time. So by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That is Proverbs 16 and verse 6. 16:6. Then lastly, number 9. I must see my sensual thoughts as a springboard to pray for my family. A springboard to pray for my family. Every time I'm faced with this temptation, or with any temptation, I need to begin praying immediately for my family, because my wrong actions, my wrong responses, my giving into this temptation could destroy my family. And when I stop and realize how much I love my family, I love my spouse, I love my children, I love my grandchildren, and recognize that just a few moments of stupidity could destroy my family, that'll cause you some major pause. My precious friends, I trust that you will find tremendous victory over your moral temptations through the Word of God and your response to Him. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in the fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.